Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey, and I can't remember if I've mentioned it on this podcast, though I know I've mentioned it on a couple of others, that I'm quite interested in Korea and Korean culture, and that's because I first got into K-pop and then started exploring further with shows and the language, and I'm still struggling very much to learn Korean. Or rather, just not making too much headway. It's not to the hard part yet, but it's just like, I don't remember these words. Because, I don't know, I don't actually remember any of the languages I've studied, really. So maybe it's just I'm not very good at languages, which sucks. But anyways, because I was interested in Korea and Korean culture, one of the big things, especially a few years ago, was Korean beauty and skincare. And amongst other things, it's known for using some interesting ingredients like snail mucus or snail, I'm not quite sure what you'd call it, the goopy stuff, not ground up snails, like the stuff the snails leave behind them, and bee venom and activated charcoal. So my first introduction to activated charcoal was solely in a beauty skincare sort of way. You saw a mask with activated charcoal and like sponges and brushes to wash your face with activated charcoal, though it wasn't clear that all of those really worked well. But that's all I thought it was just in skincare. It's supposed to be good for people with like acne-prone skin or whatever. But I didn't think you really did anything else with activated charcoal because it's charcoal and you can't like... It's not the charcoal you're putting in a barbecue, but you're not really doing anything else with charcoal other than setting it on fire or putting it on your face, right? Well, no, I would be completely wrong, as I've discovered. So activated charcoal is definitely different from, like, you know, the little briquettes that you put in a barbecue or, like, coal. Activated charcoal is a fine black powder made from bone char, coconut shells, peat, petroleum coke, coal, olive pits, or sawdust. And the charcoal is activated by processing it at a very high temperature, which changes its internal structure, making it more porous than regular charcoal. And this porousness is what gives it a lot of the attributes that I'll talk about later, because it allows it to bind a lot of different substances to it. So activated charcoal was evidently once considered like a universal antidote, and it's said to have numerous benefits beyond the skincare thing. These are things like lowering cholesterol, whitening teeth, curing hangovers, and I'm just like, really? Especially the whitening teeth one, just because it's like, that's black. That's a black powder. How does that whiten your teeth? That seems the complete opposite. But anyways, activated charcoal for non-skincare things is probably best known for being used in hospitals in cases of poisoning or drug overdoses. It's been used as a poison antidote since the early 1800s, and even though it appears to have little effect on alcohol, heavy metal, iron, lithium, potassium, acid, or alkali poisonings, but it is often used if someone has done like an overdose of certain prescription medications or what have you. So this is supposed to be a, not like a last ditch effort, but it's not like a regular thing you'd have in your medicine cabinet. Experts actually warn that activated charcoal shouldn't be routinely administered in all cases of poisoning, but should rather be considered on a case-by-case basis. And even when they do use it in hospitals, it's not just, okay, give them the standard dosage, because there isn't really a standard dosage. Doctors have to determine the dosage based off of the patient's weight and how much of the poison or drug they took. And they also have to determine if and when to give additional doses by monitoring the blood levels of the person who they're administering this to. So it's definitely not a, they're probably recommending, you know, don't DIY, take this at home when you think, you know, you've swallowed whatever. Call your poison control center or go to an emergency room. Don't try and unpoison yourself. That would probably not be good. But amongst the health benefits, because activated charcoal has that porous texture, this actually gives it a negative electrical charge. So it attracts positively charged molecules such as toxins and gases. And then it traps the toxins and the chemicals in the gut and prevents their absorption. And since activated charcoal itself is not absorbed by your body, it then takes those trapped toxins and carries it out your body through, you know, the way things leave your body. So we're going to take a short break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about some of the supposed health benefits of activated charcoal. So stay tuned.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA, it's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, where today we are talking about activated charcoal. And even though, you know, experts warn, especially in cases of poisoning, that you shouldn't, you know, self-administer activated charcoal because there's a lot involved in making sure that activated charcoal is administered safely, particularly with the dosage, it is out there and available, and it's now being put into a lot of quote-unquote health items. It's become a bit of a in vogue product at the moment. So I thought we should go over some of the supposed health benefits and the reason why people are, you know, willingly taking black dust and or liquids that just does not sound appetizing at all. So activated charcoal may help promote kidney function by reducing the number of waste products that kidneys have to filter. And again, like on a previous episode when we talked about detoxing, your body kind of already does that on its own with, you know, the liver and kidneys or whatever. And so long as those are functioning properly, you probably don't need to help it along too much. Maybe just, you know, eat better. But the claims for activated charcoal are that it may help kidney function and could particularly be beneficial to patients suffering from chronic kidney disease. In one study, activated charcoal supplements may have helped lower blood levels of urea and other waste products in patients with end-stage kidney disease. And again, this is because it's, you know, binding and then it's not absorbed for the body, so it goes out with your waste products. And again, if you're at end-stage kidney disease, certainly that's helpful. But if you are a normal healthy person who doesn't have problems with their kidneys maybe weigh the, you know, potential risk and concerns versus the supposed benefits. Activated charcoal may also help reduce unpleasant odors in individuals suffering from, I'm going to completely butcher this, so I apologize, trimethylaminuria, I think. The acronym for this is TMAU, and this is also known as fish odor syndrome, and I'd never heard of this before, so I'm going to use that as why I can't pronounce it, because I've never heard of it before, but if I had, I totally could pronounce that word properly. So TMAU is a genetic condition in which trimethylamine, or TMA, a compound with an odor similar to that of rotting fish, accumulates in the body. There's so much with that statement that I'm just like, wait, what? And there are people who go around smelling of rotting fish. Huh, the human body is very interesting. I know that there are people, particularly those with diabetes, who go around smelling, you know, sort of fruity or sweetish, not sweetish, sweet-ish. But I did not know about TMAU and fish odor syndrome, so you learn something new every day. Activated charcoal, again, this was mentioned a little earlier, may also help reduce cholesterol levels. In one study, it was found that taking 24 grams of activated charcoal per day for 4 weeks lowered total cholesterol by 25% and bad LDL cholesterol by 25%. Good HDL cholesterol levels increased by 8%. There's been a couple of studies, actually, I think, on activated charcoal and cholesterol, and they found about similar numbers, about that 25 to 30% lowering or so. But as I said, activated charcoal is quite popular right now, and so as I was looking it up, I did see a number of products for it for different uses. So, like, it has a number of home uses besides the medical research and or poisoning ones. So some of the most well-known of those uses include gas reduction. And I did actually see like activated charcoal capsules for anti-gas or whatever. There are some studies that report that activated charcoal may help reduce gas production following a gas-producing meal, as well as help improve the odor of gas. Again, I get the science of it if it's binding molecules and taking them out of the waste, but it's just, how did you come up with this? It must have been side effect, and also that would be great. Activated charcoal is used for water filtration, and this I already did know because I'm pretty sure the water filter I use has activated charcoal in it. I believe, and it used to have those give out like little black specks, and it's changed a little so it doesn't do that as much. But yeah, activated charcoal is a popular way to reduce heavy metal and fluoride content in water. Wow, I did not know. I knew the heavy metals one, but I didn't know it was reducing fluoride. And now I'm questioning whether or not I want that, because isn't fluoride in the water for a good reason? But now I'm thinking of Dr. Strangelove, so we'll move on. However, activated charcoal doesn't appear to be very effective at removing viruses, bacteria, or hard water minerals. So it's like, yes, but also no. Good for probably if you're like filtering tap water in your house. Not so good if you're like drinking from a random stream, I guess. Tooth whitening. And again, this one just completely throws me off. But using activated charcoal to brush your teeth is anecdotally said to whiten them by absorbing plaque and other teeth staining compounds. Okay, yeah, kind of, except wouldn't it, then your teeth, you'd have to rinse really, really well, if nothing else, to make sure your teeth didn't also look black. And there are no studies that can be found to support the teeth whitening claim, that's just anecdotally, so listeners, if you do happen to try activated charcoal for tooth whitening, please let me know on social media how that turns out. Activated charcoal is also sometimes used as a hangover cure. Okay. I mean, I've never had a hangover just because I don't particularly like drinking, so I never got that far. But I do know people will try a number of things to not have their hangover in the morning. So consuming activated charcoal with alcohol may reduce blood alcohol levels, but the effects on hangovers themselves has not been fully studied. So I guess if you are having a less blood alcohol level, that may affect your hangover. Again, I've never had a hangover, so I don't quite know. But that's, I feel you would have to do that at a certain time. In the same way, there are some hangover things that you're supposed to drink after drinking, and there are some you're supposed to take before drinking. For me, because I just, A, am very picky, and B, have like a terrible gag reflex for things that gross me out, it would have to be a before thing for me, because if I was already drunk and then drinking it like black liquid, that might just actually induce me to vomit. So that would not be helpful. And then again, the one I knew, activated charcoal for skin treatment. So applying activated charcoal to the skin is believed to be an effective treatment for acne as well as insect or snake bites. But this also is not fully supported by science. There's not really any studies on that. That's just something that, you know, people have said and became really popular. Again, in skin things, you can find a number of things now, not just Korean beauty, but in Western products as well, with activated charcoal in them. And they're almost always aimed at acne or oiliness, sort of not blotting per se, but of getting rid of the oiliness. There's a number of them, as well as, again, sponges and brushes with them, which I'm not quite sure how useful those are. And wouldn't you, by rinsing those, be rinsing out the activated charcoal? But I'm not a beauty skincare tool product maker. I'm not even sure what that term is called, so I don't fully know. I did try some of them. Not a big fan of the mask, but I'm also just not a huge fan of masks in general. I liked the sponge I was using, but I probably would have liked that sponge in the non-activated charcoal one as well. So I can't really say one way or another, and neither can science. So we're going to take another short break. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. So, just to sum up, overall, it sounds like from the various things I could find that, save for the cholesterol, in which there is at least two studies showing a reduction in cholesterol, in bad cholesterol at least, using activated charcoal, and save for, you know, trying to stop someone from dying from poisoning or a drug overdose, it doesn't sound like there's too much science-wise that supports the health use of activated charcoal. there is some thought again about, you know, the people with chronic kidney disease or people who have TMAU, and activated charcoal may help that. But for the others, regarding especially tooth whitening, but also hangover prevention and gas reduction, that still seems sort of, and we're not quite sure, and or we actually have no studies for this at all. So I guess if you hear something great about it, I mean, obviously for a number of health things, we generally go off of recommendations from people we know as opposed to random talking head stranger people who we've never met before. But you should also be cautious with activated charcoal. It's not really something that's like prescribed, and so it sort of falls under the supplement category, and those, you know, tend to not be regulated by the FDA. But activated charcoal can have some side effects, and again, they just do not sound fun. The most common side effects are nausea and vomiting, which again makes me super question that hangover prevention one, because I'm just like, I already don't feel well because I've been drinking, and you're going to give me the thing that already just sounds like it might make me throw up, and then it actually has the side effect of making people throw up. Pass. Like, I personally would just be like, yeah, no. But in addition to nausea and vomiting, constipation and black stools are two other commonly reported side effects of activated charcoal. So it's just like fun. The more almost important thing is A, because it's not regulated, you can't fully be sure what's in it. But also B, as I mentioned earlier, we don't really know what a safe dosage is because it hasn't been studied that much. And so doctors, you know, have some medically suggested formula, I guess, going off of how much poison or drugs was taken and the patient's weight. And they have to do a whole special thing with children to figure out how much to give a person who's brought in for poisoning or drug overdose. That's not, you know, a set capsule or whatever. So we don't really know what a safe dosage should be. And in that case, it might be very easy to take more than you need. But also, if you're trying to be healthy and you're taking activated charcoal for health reasons, activated charcoal is really good at binding things to it and taking them out of the body. And that's why it's said to work for so many of these things. But it's not specific to what it takes out. It doesn't distinguish between good things and bad things in your body. So it can also take out some of the good things. It can also, you know, bind to nutrients. It can bind to vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin B and things you probably are taking a totally different supplement to put into your body. So it can even bind to prescription medications. And again, it keeps things from being absorbed. So if you're taking a prescription medication and then taking activated charcoal, you could be somewhat undoing what you're trying to do with the medication, the reason it was prescribed to you, because it's not getting absorbed, it's not getting into your bloodstream. So it sounds like, to me at least, the activated charcoal is more good in very specific medical things that you would probably be either getting a specific amount prescribed of take so many grams, however often, and or you're in a position where you can't choose this anyways, but we have to give it to you. But if you're in a position of just want extra health, the health claims of activated charcoal supplements, and I don't even know if there's, I'm sure there probably is activated charcoal toothpaste, but again, that one completely throws me off. But the supplements and skincare is very not quite sure. And it's not even the case of, well, we're not sure, but it also doesn't seem to hurt you. Because actually, no, those side effects are not fun and or perhaps more harmful than good if you are removing nutrients from your body. Because again, activated charcoal, because it is processed at that high heat, that makes it porous. That also gives it the negative charge, so it attracts the positively charged things, and then it binds them, keeps them from being absorbed, and takes them out through your waste products, which again, great for poisoning, great for a drug overdose, great for cholesterol. And it actually, I get that it would take out, you know, bring down total cholesterol and the bad cholesterol, but also increases the good cholesterol. That's great. But unless you're suffering from such a more serious health condition, definitely at least do even more research into activated charcoal. But it also does sound perhaps more dangerous than useful, I guess you should say. And that's not to say that every in vogue ingredient or product or topic or whatever have you for health is not good. And it just, you know, not everything that's a fad goes away and we forget about it and it didn't work. Because some of those things are actually pretty great and they stick around because we find that they do work. Like on a previous episode when we talked about the MIND diet, the Mediterranean diet, that was a thing that became really big name over a number of years. And we've actually found, hey, science-wise, this actually is really good. And so it stick around to the point that now it's like not... I don't know that it was ever a brand name thing because it's the Mediterranean diet, but it's not one of these things that is like, oh, have you tried the whatever? That's so well known that it's like, yeah, probably. Likewise, again, for the skincare thing, because that's where I first heard about it. I actually quite happen to like products with snails in them. I don't know that they're doing everything that they say they're going to do on the bottle, but I get where the claims from it come from because snails do have that healing property and that's that goo. I keep wanting to call it goo, so I'm just going to go with goo. That goo helps protect them as they're going over rough ground and what have you. I can get where the thought would be, oh, hey, that might also help. And it was found the reason snail started being used in beauty products and the same way for... not quite sake, but it comes from sake workers, is they found people who worked with these products and either, you know, packing snails to be sent to France for escargot, or I'm just going to go with making sake, though I'm not sure if that's the case. They found that, you know, their hands looked really young compared to like their faces and how old they actually were. Oh, hey, maybe it's something of the thing their hands are constantly in. I get that. I like that. I like the fact that we're constantly trying new things that are probably not actually that new to us, but then like, you know, they've probably been using it in another part of the world for years. I like the fact that in the 21st century, we can now hear about these things because several decades ago, you might never have heard about them, but it's also really good to do the research into them before jumping on the bandwagon. Because I'm now actually thinking of the bandwagon, the musical, so I won't go there. But what works for some people may not work for you. And what may be popular may not be scientifically and medically safe for most people. So just to keep that caution in mind. And with that note, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.